You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Michael Steele podcast. We're here at the beauty shop and we're hanging out with Miss Tara Settmeyer and the lady, the queen bee, April Ryan. So nice to have you both. I thought this little ditty from Tim yesterday in talking about education was interesting. Let's take a listen.
I will lead a revolution for excellence in our schools. Less CRT and more ABCs. I will not rest until every family has a choice and every parent has a voice, giving every child a chance.
Now he's trying to be a preacher.
Well, see,
he's trying to sound like a preacher.
Giving every child a choice, if you wanted to keep the rhyme going, but that's okay.
When you say give every parent a voice and every child a choice, let me tell you something. Look, he's trying to play this Sarah Huckabee Sanders thing, and she's the governor of Arkansas. She tried to bamboozle and hoodwink the residents of Arkansas. They don't even have critical race theory in their classes, and she's banning it, okay? Let's just talk about critical race theory. Let's just talk about history. Let's just talk about learning. People are not teaching critical race theory in elementary school. They're teaching history. They're teaching, and they're not even doing a great job at it in some schools. We're not learning. That's what I'm saying. So what are you talking about, Tim Scott? Let's just go right there.
So let's not pretend that we don't know why he's doing this. And that's my point. That's my point about him playing a role. There's no way that a Black man who grew up the way he did in the South, that he does not understand the racial dynamics of this country.
And let's talk about South Carolina.
Of course he does. And the point here, the fact that what I have no respect for with Tim Scott, which is why I have zero patience for him. And if my eye rolls could talk, this is what they would say. Tim Scott is someone who has to deal with self-hate. And he's in denial about his experience as a Black man in this country and what it means to actually be a person of color in America today. He's trying to play a role to fit a narrative in the Republican, what the Republican Party wants him, white Republicans want him to look and sound like. This caricature Southern preacher thing, that's what they think Black people talk like. That's what
or
they think
is entertainers.
Or entertain.
Yeah.
That's right. This whole entertainment.
Yeah, when he fell into that whole preacher thing, I was like, dude, seriously. Stop
it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's so obvious to those of us who are of color and we've seen this. And for me as a Republican in my awakening, looking back at what Republicans were accepting of, I go, this is the underlying insult to people of color. Like, Michael, you remember how when election season would come around, some of these consultants would come in and they would cut these radio ads that were supposed to be targeted for the Black community. And they would sound like a bunch of ghetto jive talking like, yo, mama used to do blah, blah, da, da. And when we were eating chicken at the barbecue at the church, he told me, I mean, it was so incredibly insulting. And I'm like, who in the hell thought that this is okay? But that's what they see, the stereotypes. And do you have Tim Scott out here checking all the stereotype boxes for this, what today's Republican Party primary voter? Nothing he's saying or doing appeals to America today as a broader country. It's not. And it's so obvious to those of us who are not in the bubble. That's why I cannot take anything he says seriously. And it's a shame because, like I said, he has a great story, a great American story that is being tarnished just like Ben Carson's. He destroyed his legacy too.
We'll get back to Ben Carson. But wait a minute, let's talk about Tim Scott real quick. Saying Ben Scott. Ben Scott.
Wow.
No, Tim Scott. Let me tell you the Tim Scott who walks by me and never speaks to me when I'm on Capitol Hill or looks at me like, I want an interview with him. I just want to sit down and talk with him. I'm not safe. You know, because I ask questions of a community that he does not identify with, as he likes to say he's a Black man. Now, let's talk about the state of South Carolina that he grew up in. He's not the only one who grew up there. You know, as a kid, I used to always, and I still do, go, especially now, Myrtle Beach. My family is like on my mother's side of the family, like 9 miles from the South Carolina border line, southeastern tip of North Carolina, in Myrtle Beach, 45 minutes away. Myrtle Beach has had a history of racism like many states, but he is from a state that it took a long time to come to terms with who it was. They were still flying a Confederate flag.
Wait a minute. I got
on the state capitol.
I got you one better on that, April. I that was my second home growing up because my mother's from Orangeburg. So I spent my summers, every summer, my mother, after my last day at St. Gabriel's, my mother would ship my behind down to my great aunt and her farm in Orangeburg, South Carolina. She was born in St. Matthews. I've got family all over the state. I ran against the former chairman of the state party who was still a member of a white-only country club in 2009.
Oh, my God.
That part.
Who was that, Michael?
Who was that?
I forget his name real quick.
Let's not call names.
He was public because he had to, he resigned the country club because it got exposed that he was running for RNC chairman in 2009 and still a member of this club. So this is 2009. This is the year before Tim Scott got elected to the United States Congress from South Carolina. So don't sit here and tell me that South Carolina, you're not familiar with the racial complexities of not just the state, but your country.
Right.
And a Confederate flag. And a Confederate flag was still flying over the state capitol until 2015. The NAACP had boycotted for 20 years the flying of the Confederate flag in that state. And Nikki Haley, who's running for president too, was the one who pulled that Confederate flag down. And I bet you she's going to have to deal with that as well. She pulled that Confederate flag down after, I'm not even going to say his name, after the massacre at Mother Emanuel Church in 2015. Yeah. When 9 people, including the pastor, were killed during Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Black folks showing love. And he's going to stand up in his racist self and shoot them down. And, you know, I just think about going into that sacred space after that. I felt the reverence in that space. And then for someone to go into one of the oldest Black churches, and for someone who's racist, who felt he could do it in that state, because there was this underlying, you know, there's this underlying thing there. And then you have the Confederate flag flying. So, there's something going on here. So this is the state from whence Tim Scott comes. As he says, America is not a racist country. As he says, I've been profiled, as Tara said, by Capitol Police. But yet he knocked Yet he knocked twice. He killed twice, not knocked it. He killed it twice, police reform. So this is the man who is now entertaining in his pastoral way the people that he wants to vote for him. They're not going to be Black folks who are faced every day with trying to figure out if they're going to make it home, you know, from work or from wherever, you know. The people who deal with street corner justice every day are not going to vote for this man.
Right.
And because they don't relate.
So is he the candidate that the far left fears the most? So he seems to think is. So
I believe he's going to be on a ticket though.
Listen to the man's words. Listen to Tim on Tim.
Where you can go as high as your character and your grit and your talent will take you. I bear witness to that. I testify to that. That's why I'm the candidate the far left fears the most.
Testifying.
Once again.
He needs to come to my church. He's going to testify, all right. Well, come to my church.
Once again.
Come on to my church.
There's more?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The police, they called me a token. When I pushed back on President Biden, they even called me the N-word. I disrupt their narrative.
Who?
I threaten their control. The truth of my life disrupts their lives.
So when apparently, I guess when he challenged Joe Biden, did Joe Biden call him the N-word? I never knew who they were.
I don't know who
called him the N-word.
I could probably guess he called him the N-word.
That if anybody called this man the N-word, that April Ryan would have reported it.
You know I would have right away. I would have definitely reported it right away. I am an equal opportunity reporter. I would have reported it right away. I'm like, ooh.
The chances of somebody calling him the N-word are much greater inside his own Republican circles than it is where people from the left he's talking about.
I mean,
He felt the heat. He felt the ancestors rising up. ancestors.
The problem with Tim Scott, and this is something that as someone who was a minority Republican woman for so many years, like I said, I had an awakening under the Trump administration and in the era of Trump about how naive I even was to the racial dynamics within the Republican Party. And Michael, you even helped me with understand some of the history of this that I was naive to before. And it all makes more sense now. There are still so many tropes out there that Republicans use so that they don't have to face their own very ugly racial history here and what's still going on in this country.
Yeah.
And even though the party was trying to go, try to go in the right direction with your chairmanship, Michael, you were trying to do that, some of that work.
He did great trying to bring these people. He tried to bring people into the community to help them understand, let's start businesses. Let's get into this economic situation, this economic picture. Michael really tried, but
that's partially why he only lasted one term, because they weren't ready for it. Even George W. Bush, by investing in the No Child Left Behind stuff, focusing on education, the soft bigotry of low expectations and education, focusing on minority home ownership. A lot of those things, there were investments made. And then Hurricane Katrina hit, which was a mess. And there's a lot of complications with that. But that set race relations back a little bit with Republicans in the Black community. Yeah. And then Michael came in and tried to reinvest in trying to reengage. And, you made really conscious efforts. And the party recognized that we have an issue here and we need to fix it. Well, they went the complete opposite direction with acknowledging Donald Trump and bringing him in and letting him get away with his crap. Part of the reason why Nikki Haley took that Confederate flag down was because that was part of that new breed of Republicans who recognized the racial transgressions of the past that were trying to make amends and move forward to make us a more inclusive nation in X, Y, and Z, right? But then we saw the country went in the complete opposite direction with Republicans, with Donald Trump, and set us back decades. And now look at where we are. And you've got a black man in Tim Scott who does not want to acknowledge the reality of today, what happened over the last 8 years with race relations, and what, like, to April's point, that the FBI and our national security apparatus is telling us the biggest threat to the homeland is not foreign terrorists. It's white domestic extremists.
That's right.
So April, on that point, why is that racial piece still so hard for white folks to get? And why is it complicated for some black people?
Why is it complicated for some black people? Let's say this on both sides of the coin. There are a lot of black people who still are under the weight of the highest numbers of negatives in almost every category. Let's start there. But then you have other black people who feel like, you know, I don't want to rock the boat. I'm doing well. There's some that have made it, but there's still a large number who haven't. And when you are dealing with issues everyday life and people do not connect with you, you're not going to connect with them intentionally. Right. Intentionally, right. Because we are now in a life or death situation. The stakes are too damn high. As that gentleman, the black man who ran for mayor of New York said, he said, the rent is too damn high. Not only is the rent too damn high, the stakes are too damn high. But Tara and Michael, here's one thing. There's a portion of the Republican Party that recognizes it and recognized it as Donald Trump was rising. I'll never forget when Ryan Priebus and Sean Spicer welcomed into the RNC black reporters to talk about what they needed. They wanted to be inclusive. And I'll never forget asking, this is when everybody was in a good space. You know, I asked Sean and Ryan, I said, so what's the deal? You know, you have a candidate by the name of Donald Trump who is not inclusive. He's excluding us. And, you know, what are you going to do about that as you're talking about bringing more black folks in? And this is how you have to win. He says, well, he's going to it was Ryan and Sean. Both of them chimed in. And ultimately they said, you know, he's going to need our data. You know, he can do whatever he wants. But if he ever gets there, he's going to need our data. Talking big and bad.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Donald Trump showed that he didn't need them nor their data. So they fell in line with him to the angst, to the demise of the Republican Party.
Right.
The Republican Party now is trying to figure out who it is. And there are some members who, as you all know, don't like the fact that this race thing is the politics, right? But yet you're still trying to find, the party's trying to find its way racially. So that's why they lift up Byron Donalds. That's why they lift up Tim Scott and Armstrong Williams, et cetera, because they don't want to be seen as racist. But you got a former president, for all intents and purposes, everybody wants to believe is going to be the nominee, who's showing videos of those who were fighting in January 6th
right.
on the Capitol, who are in D.C. jail, singing God Bless America and calling them patriots. Something is wrong with that picture. Mm-hmm. And because we are still fighting this race thing, I am very concerned. As someone who's been here for five presidents, 26 years, plan to be the longest serving black journalist ever. I'm currently the longest serving black female. I am scared because we are a nation that still has not come to grips with race. And it's been ginned up so much where hate is now, domestic hate, as you say, is now the number one issue in this nation. I am concerned that there will be a foothold. I'm not saying it's going to be Tim Scott, but I believe there's going to be another foothold again. And whoever that person is going to try to cushion the blow with a Tim Scott or a Byron Donalds.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
Is it just me, or have we all lost our minds? It's a question more and more people are asking themselves, afraid to admit they already know the answer. It's also a podcast, one about people coming together in a time of division and uncertainty to talk about culture and politics, compromise and connections. It's about challenging the norms we've come to accept as a society and working together to find common ground. fierce and unfiltered, host Jennifer Horn is a former Republican strategist and party leader turned independent sanity activist. One way or another, we've all lost our minds. Join Jennifer Horn in the search to find them again.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.